Sitting on the box, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen.
Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Here's Jessica Blaylock, Donna Murphy, Lauren Brooks, and Blythe Brumleys.
We're joined by Jacksonville running back Toby Gerhart. We are going to get to know Toby both as a football player and off the field as well. We've got some tough questions coming up for him later. We're also going to get his take on Sunday's game and how that came together in the second half, some momentum heading into that game this Sunday against the Chargers. But first off, ladies, let's talk about Sunday's game for a couple of minutes against the Colts. Obviously, a disappointing start in that first half. Offense kind of struggled to get things going, but we did see a change on the field in the second half. That was, of course, with the appearance of the third overall pick, quarterback Blake Bortles. And Blythe, Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, they had a plan heading into this season, but things change. And again, I think there's momentum now for this Jaguars team heading into this weekend's game against San Diego.
Definitely couldn't agree more. You could really tell during halftime whenever Bortles ran out with the helmet on his head that everybody started getting excited. We literally ran back from our seats from the Sky Lounge in order to be able to see him play.
And Donna, I know you were at home. Obviously, you've got a young son, so you're watching the game at home, teaching him how a Sunday NFL is supposed to look like. There was excitement in the stands, but I think there was also excitement from people watching at home to see Bortles take the field for the first time.
There was. I mean, much like many other Jaguar fans, you know, you're sitting there in the first half and you're just getting a little frustrated. And then my mother, actually, I was flipping around, my mother texted me and she's like, "Are you watching Bortles?" And I was like, "What?" And I flipped. I'm like, "Yes, this is getting exciting." And then watching you guys go down the field, it was so exciting.
Well, and one thing that Gus talked about both in his press conference and yesterday was how he feels like Blake does have the ability to elevate the play around him. And we saw some really exciting plays from him on the field, Lauren, especially when he was able to duck taking a loss, avoided the sack, was able to connect, I think it was with Will Tofoe on that connection. And then, you know, running the ball himself, there was just a lot of potential that you see in this young quarterback.
Absolutely. I liked the fake spike, too, that ended up being a completion and a touchdown eventually.
Yeah,
to short the third, yeah. So, hi, Toby, by the way. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So, our game days, mine starts with tailgating, talking to people in the stands, well, that'll eventually be in the stands, in the parking lot, getting to know what they're cooking, talking to them about how excited they are. And, of course, everyone was excited to see Blake Bortles enter the game. They weren't quite sure when it was going to happen. Blythe gets to tailgate. Jessica does not get that fun. She gets to go straight to the press box. What is your NFL game day like?
Oh, for me, I get there about 3 hours before the game. And then if it's a away game, I'm flipping through the program, looking at whatever's in there, just killing time. And then foam roll, stretch, head on the field. Get a nice little warm-up in with Will T. I can't even pronounce his last name.
Neither can Gus Bradley, so it works out fine.
I just stick with T. We warm up together. I head into the field about 1 hour before, get taped, and get ready to go.
And what gets taped, your ankles?
Yeah, I just tape my ankles only.
Okay, and you did that before you got injured?
Yeah, always. Yeah, that's something since college that they made sure to do that, and I've kind of gotten used to that and always do it.
Well, smart. Like we mentioned, you could feel the excitement from the fans. I mean, there was even some excitement in the press box, people waiting to see this third overall pick finally take the field. Could you feel the excitement from fans? I mean, there was obviously such a shift in that second half when you guys were really able to get some things going on offense.
Definitely. You know, when Blake came running out on the field, you know, a cheer went up. Everybody was excited. You know, there's signs all over the stadiums, you know, calling for Bortles. And when he came in, there was definitely that momentum, that enthusiasm. It kind of switched, and he made a big play right off the bat and really got some momentum going for us.
And Toby, I want to go back to you mentioned, you know, your game day rituals. Do you have anything that you have to do? Like, this is your strict set up for the game?
Oh, I always drink a Monster energy drink, which is probably not good to drink. So I always make sure I have one of those. I drink about 30 minutes prior, maybe half of it, and save half for halftime. And then that's really about it. You know, I'm pretty low key, not too superstitious. After we come off the field, I get nervous, and ever since probably I want to say 12 years old, I feel nauseous, run to the bathroom, throw up, and then I'm good to go.
It might be that Monster Energy drink, yeah, by the way, that's leading to the vomit.
No, nah, this started years ago before the Monster even out there.
There's been a lot said about Chad Henne's veteran leadership on the team. Can you tell us a little bit about what the halftime speech was like for him to kind of hand the baton over to Bortles?
Yeah, he said, you know, Blake is going to take the reins and go out there and have fun and give it her all, and he's going to be the guy, you know, go out there, support him, and just play. And that really was a testament to Chad's character, you know, to come in, to be replaced mid-game by Bortles, who everybody was calling for from the get-go. And, you know, that's really just the type of person he is. He's a true servant leader, as Gus would say. He's helped Blake along this process, and, you know, I think he was excited to see what Blake could do and was happy for him.
We are joined by Jaguars running back Toby Gerhart. We are live at Black Sheep if you want to come out and join us. Toby, now, we all talked about it. Feeling like there's some momentum heading into this game. Obviously, the change at quarterback, you guys really being able to do some things in the second half, whether that was Blake connecting with some of those receivers like Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson especially, whether it was starting to get the running game really picking up. It seemed like the offensive line blocked a little bit better. It seemed like the defense even started to pick things up a little bit. How much do you feel like you guys have gained a little bit of speed heading into what's going to be your first trip to the West Coast this season?
Yeah, you know, like you said, it was a stagnant first half and really a stagnant, you know, four quarters or so for us, maybe even six quarters. And for him to come in, and there was that boost of energy, that little improvisation where he made a play and, you know, just out of air and really got us going. And I think everybody started to feed on that. I think that's kind of been a problem for us this year, is when things start going bad, they continue to go bad, and we haven't had the ability to get out of that rut and get something going, and Blake provided that spark, and you know, we're excited about, you know, going forward and this weekend.
And you said that you're not really a vocal leader, but you'll say some little things here and there. What are those little things that you're saying?
Especially right after you've drank the Monster Energy drink.
No, I'll just go, I'll walk by the offensive line, go talk up to Zane or Linder and be like, all right, guys, you know, let's stay a little heavier on the shade this week so we can get that seam. And, you know, just little nuggets of
wisdom.
Not necessarily wisdom, but there's just some advice to hopefully help me out a little bit. Or just, you know, let's just have fun. Talk to Blake, you know, just have fun. Or Cecil, let's go. You know, let's just enjoy this. Just like little things like that. Not a rah rah.
I'm gonna start using that with people I know. I need you to go heavier on the shade. I'm just gonna watch them look at me like I'm crazy.
All right, Toby. So you guys are going to the West Coast. Long flight. So what are you going to do? Do you have games that you play? Do you have things on your iPod? Or are there set movies that you got to have ready?
I bring a book. I'm a nerd. So I'll read for a little bit. Hopefully they'll put me to sleep, and I'll sleep for a couple hours. But if not, Delta provides the little TV screens on the back of the seat, and you can choose anything from games to catch up on some movies that I haven't seen. Not necessarily soap operas. But, yeah.
Wait, so,
movies or a book or something.
What kind of books? Are we talking like Harry Potter series? Are we talking like...
No. I read a little bit of everything. I mean, I guess, does Game of Thrones count as nerd? I mean, the TV show's out, but I also read the books. So, finishing up that one. And, Lee Child novels, a little, Detective Jack Reacher. I don't know. A little bit of everything.
Jack Reacher was in a movie, right?
Yeah, it was with
Pittsburgh, with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
I saw that.
He played a poor Jack Reacher, but that's a different argument.
Bringing it back to football a little bit, how was the mood like in the locker room after Sunday versus the previous games?
Well, I mean, obviously we were still, you know, disappointed in the performance, but like you guys have all mentioned, there was that sense of optimism or a little momentum in that second half where defense played better, offense moved the ball down the field, and, you know, excited about what Blake could bring, and I think that's going to carry over.
Toby, I'm curious, this is obviously your first year playing for the Jaguars. It's a young team. It's a very young team overall. having to walk into a locker room that you're new to, but still kind of step up and be a leader? How have you balanced both being the new kid, but leading the offense as well?
Yeah, it didn't immediately sink in that, like, I was the old guy. I've always been the young guy behind Adrian and stuff like that. And so when I get here, started talking to everybody, I was like, oh, what year is this for you? And they're like, third. What year is this for you? Second. I was like, oh, man, these guys are young. That's what's great about the culture here at Jacksonville is, you know, everybody embraced me with open arms, you know, introducing themselves to me as I came in that very first day. And that made it easy for me to kind of come in right away and, you know, pass on some words of wisdom or talk to them and get to know them and try to show them, you know, how I perform and, you know, follow my lead.
And right when you got here, obviously you got to meet with Dave and Gus. How much time did you get to spend with Gus one-on-one, and what is he like in that type of setting?
there's nobody like Gus. That was something special. I remember we walked in, and he did a mock team meeting, and he was talking. He was, like, yelling, enthusiastic, and pictures, and story, and I was like, this can't be. And he's like, this is how a team meeting is every time. And I was like, there's no possible way. And I walked out of there going, you know, this is the place for me. You know, this is my personality. This is great. I was excited, and, you know, I immediately called my wife, called my parents, like, this is where I belong. And true to his word, it hasn't changed. You know, 0-3, whatever it may be, whatever the situation, he's always positive, always trying to lift the spirits and get the best out of everybody. And, you know, he's a special guy.
Yeah, it's been amazing dealing with Gus now in his second season. It's so true. I mean, the first time I met Gus last year from just seeing him Monday in a press conference, Gus really is the same person day in, day out. The energy, the enthusiasm that he brings, it's real. That's really who he is.
It is, and that's, it feeds the team and the players. You know, when you have consistency, when you have optimism, when you have hope, and a guy that believes in you, it really, you know, brings the best out of everybody. And I think you know, it's gonna work for us, you know, as we continue to grow and get better.
All right, well, we found out that you like to drink a Monster energy drink before the game. But what about questions like, you know, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite guilty pleasure band? Which, that's the one I can't wait to find out. We're going to learn that and more about Toby Gerhart when we do return. We do want to thank Black Sheep for having us out. Boy, what an unbelievable night. The crowd is growing. It's beautiful. We are on the rooftop. So come out and join us at Black Sheep. If you get a chance, come meet Toby, have a drink. It's going to be a great time. Also, we want to thank our sponsor, Underwood Jewelers. If you have any jewelry needs, be sure to go and visit Underwood. They are going to take care of you. More with Toby Gerhart when we do return. Also, later on, we'll see if he can give us some help with our NFL picks, because even though I did not go 3-13 this past weekend like I did the previous week, I am still struggling. All of that and more when we return. You are listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
You are listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM, and some of you are here with us out at Black Sheep Restaurant, Historic Five Points in Riverside. It is gorgeous out here. I'm actually a little chilly. I don't know about anybody else. But I'm Lauren Brooks alongside Jessica Blaylock, Blythe Brumley, Donna Murphy, and the one and only Toby Gerhart, Jaguar running back, number 21 in your programs, number one in your heart. Sorry, Hacker, I had to steal it from you. We have questions for Toby that we can't wait to ask. And also, I want to mention we do have a new sponsor for the show. So sponsoring our new weekly picks will be Kitchen and Flooring Concepts. So thanks to them for loving on Helmets and Heels. And Donna, let's get started. What do you have for Toby?
Oh, my first question. Okay. Not too bad for you. What are two things that people would be surprised to learn about you?
That was hard. Oh, man. Two things that people would be surprised to know about me. I'm blanking.
You can recycle Game of Thrones in there.
Yeah,
if you want.
You can throw that one in.
Do you have a Nintendo at home? Are you do you wear socks to bed? I don't know. Anything.
Are Nintendo still around?
I have a Nintendo 64, Mario Kart.
There you go.
I busted that out this past weekend.
Collector's item.
When it was raining outside. I guess, I love the game. I love to read, and I love to fish. I don't know, those are just, I'm always out here trying to get on the water and fish.
Two things we didn't know.
Haven't caught much out here. Don't know how to saltwater fish yet.
Do you play fantasy football at all?
I do. I'm in two leagues, actually.
Who are your starting running backs? And did you draft yourself?
Adrian Peterson was my starting running back. I think this past week I had Nile Davis and Giovanni Bernard. And then my other league I have DeMarco Murray and Reggie Bush. And no, I didn't draft myself. My mother-in-law drafted me, so I didn't have to even think about doing that.
How are your starting quarterbacks?
Ooh, my quarterbacks. I think Cam Newton in both leagues, actually.
Solid. Yeah. Solid picks.
All right, I am the self-proclaimed music snob of the group, so I, of course, want to know, what is your favorite band of all time?
Ooh,
if you could only listen to one band for the rest of your life, who would it be?
I'm a huge country fan. I love Zac Brown Band. I'd go with them. Eric Church, one of them, too.
All right, I'm going to follow up real quick. What is your guilty pleasure band? Because I'll roll around with the windows down on Zeppelin, but when Huey Lewis and the News comes on, those windows are going up.
Guilty pleasure band.
Look at his face. This is going to be good.
I don't know, like Katy Perry, maybe?
Yeah.
Kesha, one of those. Kesha, Kesha, however you say it. Kesha.
Kesha.
Kesha, Kesha, Kesha. I'd probably say one of them. I'm embarrassed to say, but my alarm is Katy Perry when I wake up in the morning.
Which song?
Dark Horse.
Maybe that's one of your new nicknames from us. All right. Speaking of names, your full name is Tobinbo Gunnar Gerhardt.
Oh, Tobinbo. It's Tobinbo.
Tobinbo. All right. Close enough. Tobinbo. It does sound like a Lord of the Rings character when I say it. It sounds much cooler when you say it.
Okay. So Tobinbo.
Tobinbo.
Tobinbo is your first name.
It's my first name.
Full first
name.
Yeah,
my first legal name. Yeah. I don't know. My parents thought when I was a kid it'd be cute to go by Toby. And then as I got older and more manly, I'd go by Bo. And then I tried to go by Bo, and it didn't work. And then everybody just kept calling me Toby, so Toby stuck.
Well, so what about Gunner? Because I feel like Gunner Gerhardt, that's a fantastic running back kind of name. Get him, Gunner! Hit the hole, Gunner!
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Gunner's a fantastic name. If I have a son, maybe Gunner would be in the books, but...
By the way, he looks right over at his wife when that's mentioned. Thanks for being here, Meredith, by the way, and joining us.
I wonder, does Meredith ever have to call you Tobinbo for any reason?
No one really calls it. Only my mom when she's mad, and to this day she'll still call me that. I should for sure just say Tobin. But.
Tobinbo. I love how I said it. It's awful.
Next up, DVR TiVo. I don't know which one you have, so what is on it?
Oh, what is on it right now? My shows or
yes.
Her shows?
And which one does she record that you secretly go back and watch later?
Katy Perry Live.
I watch most of them with her, so she has all kinds of garbage on there. For me, what I record most recently? HGTV stuff. Beach hunt, bargain hunt.
Wow.
Vacation rentals. Just, you know, nothing.
That's another surprising thing. Would not have guessed that one bit.
Do you need a real estate agent? Because we have one in the house, by the way.
Who's the real estate agent?
My friend Valerie, right over there.
No, I just like to watch the do-it-yourself and then try to do it because I'm not very handy, so.
It's like a Pinterest for guys. What was the last movie you saw in the theaters?
I went to a movie this afternoon. I saw Maze Runner. It's actually a really good movie. I'd recommend it. Two thumbs up for me.
All right, I want to know, if you weren't playing football, I don't know, all this HGTV, maybe you'll be a house flipper after your NFL career is over. But if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing right now with your life?
Could I play baseball, or is that out of the books too?
If you could not be a professional athlete,
okay,
what would you do?
I would still be involved in sports. I'd either get my MBA at this point and then try to be an athletic director or associate athletic director. I think that'd be my dream job. Be involved in sports and the business side of sports, I guess.
Because you were drafted in baseball, right?
Sort of? No, not really. I was projected really high in baseball.
Okay, good.
But I decided to go play football instead, and so they didn't draft me.
You're one of six kids. You're all athletes. Who's the most competitive in the family?
Probably my littlest brother. He compares himself to all of us, and he's cocky. We don't have the swag that he has. We've all been real playing, and he's got the wristbands and the sweet hairdos and all kinds of stuff. He's a baby. And he's a quarterback, so he's got that little, you know, chip on his shoulder, special guy.
And he's committed to play college ball, correct?
Yeah, he's a freshman. He's redshirting at Arizona State University.
Nice.
Me up again. You ready? What was your first job?
My first job, I hauled Christmas trees to people's cars in my hometown.
Was that like a grocery
awesome.
Store?
It was just a Christmas tree stand lot in the parking lot outside a gym.
So needless to say, that was like a month-long job?
Yeah, it was like a month-long.
It was a short window for the Christmas tree business.
I wasn't even getting paid like through the Christmas tree farm. It was tips only. So
really?
You did that kind of stand there and she was a person come and poach on them when they come in and be like, all right, and this is a Douglas fir, this, and I'll carry it out to your car for you and tie it up.
So you got to be the true man when it comes to picking out a Christmas tree at that time.
at that time, I'm a little rusty now, I'd say.
Toby, you've only been in Jacksonville a short time. What is the most fun that you guys have had on the First Coast since you've been here?
Ooh. Getting out on the water. I had a boat in Minnesota. We kept it on the lake, and we transported it down here. So anytime it's sunny and we get an off day, we've gone out on the intercoastal and anchored down and just lounged in the water.
Tried to go deep sea fishing yet?
No, I've tried to just fish in the intercoastal, and I think I've caught one fish in like 4 attempts. So a little rusty in that regards, and don't know how to really do it out here. So
you're fishing, not catching.
Exactly.
All right, Toby, I want to know if there was one food. Because obviously, as a professional athlete, you do have to take care of yourself. I mean, you have to watch what you eat. You have to work out. But if there was one food that, for the rest of your life, you could eat however much of it you want and the calories would not count, what food would that be?
Ooh, that'd be tough. That's, I'd be torn between hamburgers or cheeseburgers and chicken fingers. I don't know. I could eat that for every meal. I'm a fast food junkie, so anytime I get a chance, I'm like, oh, I'm feeling light. Let's go get some fast food.
If only women got sick.
I was about to say, I know. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling fat. I want to go to Chick-fil-A and get a milkshake.
I had Toby Gerhart with us, Jags running back. Your dad played college running back and in the USFL, correct?
He did, correct.
Okay, so what kind of advice does he still give you to this day?
Oh, he's all over me all the time with advice. You know, I still, to this day, come in and check my cell phone at halftime to see if he's telling me something, you know. Run lower, cut harder, use your offhand to rip through, don't stiff arm, stuff like that.
So I wondered about that.
He's always coaching, so I'm always looking at my cell phone at halftime to see what he has to say about it.
Very nice.
Now, away from football, since I do have a child, 2-year-old, I love watching what new toys he gets into. What was your favorite childhood toy?
Favorite childhood toy? I was a huge Legos and Kinects fan. Like, my brother and I used to build Kinects cars. We call them like demolition derby cars, and just wreck them against each other and see who can last the longest. So, Kinects and Legos were probably my two favorite toys when I was a kid.
That's perfect. I have blocks everywhere all over the house right now.
So your son will grow up to be a running back.
Yes.
What was your favorite cartoon as a kid?
Favorite cartoon? Ooh. I love Saturday mornings. I don't know, like, we were sitting in the training room the other day at Saturday morning, and there's cartoons on. We're like, remember the good old days when you just kick off your shoes and wake up and just lay there and eat breakfast and watch cartoons? When I was a kid, I liked Recess, Rocket Power, Doug.
That's a good one.
I think I even watched Rugrats. You know, some of the old classics.
Scooby-Doo for me. I know.
I love Scooby-Doo.
Rugrats is a classic.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo for me all the way. All right. Your wife was also an athlete at Stanford. She swam. Overall, who's the better athlete, you or your wife?
Me, for sure. It depends on the activity. If it's like cardio stuff, she'd kill me. She could swim for days, run for days. But if it's we're just going to pick up a ball and throw it, or try to pick up a hockey stick and play hockey, I think I got her.
Now, do you swim at all to condition or work out?
I sink. I don't really swim. I'm like one of those people that still wear floaties or something. I'm out there in the water for a long time. No, I don't. I should do it. And I think that's something I want to get into moving forward.
So you shouldn't drink Monsters. You should swim. We're learning a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of your wife, Meredith, she has a PhD in genetics counseling from Northwestern. So would you say that she knows more about football or you know more about genetics counseling?
Oh, man. Let's see if I get the desk there.
She's too sweet.
She would probably know more about football.
All right.
I think I give her that credit.
She's going to have to come on as a guest on Helmets and Heels.
I think that'd scare her.
You ready for some locker room superlatives?
Okay.
Who has the most rituals in the locker room?
Most rituals. Man. I'm supposed to fire these answers off, right? I'm going to think about this.
It's okay. It's not a lightning round.
I don't know. I haven't noticed anything crazy, honestly.
All right. Well, how about the funniest?
The funniest. Winston guy. Half the times I don't know what he's doing or what he's saying, but you just got to laugh. I don't know. He's just, Winston guy is a character.
Who's the best dressed?
Best dressed. Probably Mercedes. I don't know. I don't know if he's best dressed or just most uniquely
put together
dressed. I don't know. He comes with some wild stuff. I'm just like,
fashionable.
All right. Yeah, he's fashionable.
Who has the best voice musically?
I can tell you who has the worst voice musically.
That was my other one, so go for it.
JT Thomas. He's all day, every day, headphones on, wireless headphones, in the cold tub. I don't even know what he's saying.
Dulcinet.
Just whatever he's saying. I don't know. He just, just nod my head with him. Like, all right, man, whatever you say.
I've heard Sendarik sing. I've probably heard Denard sing. Ace Sanders, I think I've heard singing on his way to the shower. There's some decent voices. I don't know if there's anyone spectacular that I've heard yet. But those guys can definitely get by. You know what?
Chris Smith sang for, because he was a rookie, had to come up and sing, and he had a pretty good voice.
Pretty good.
He seemed like Amazing Grace or something. It was pretty good.
Ooh, well you can't. Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
What are some of the other rookie punishments that you guys did?
Rookie punishments. They continue to buy us dinner every Thursday night. Made them carry our pads a few times. We're pretty easy on them. There's not much we do in the running back room for them.
So no $10,000 food bills.
No, I mean, we have fine system. If it adds up by the end of the year, then that's their problem. But
So yeah. No dressing up in like superhero costumes or anything like that.
No, nothing hard. Nothing too embarrassing for them. Just the singing or dancing.
All right, you're a West Coast guy. You said you're from about an hour outside San Diego. So you got to stay on the West Coast for your collegiate career. What was your favorite thing about going to school at Stanford?
My favorite thing, the people. You know, the people you meet there are truly special. You know, everybody is.
For people who can't see, PR person Alex was pointing to Toby's wife Meredith, saying she was the best part about Stanford. And Toby said no.
No, I didn't say that. Close second. No, just kidding. The people.
She seems like she has a good sense of humor.
She does.
She has to put up with me, so. She, yeah, the people. You know, they're truly special and unique. I think that's what Stanford prides itself on is, trying to find good all around people. You know, you have CEOs, companies, daughters or sons. You have a chess champion, a karate champion, like all down your hall. In your dorm room, and just meeting people from all across the world was awesome. They're all nerds, but super cool and was fun.
I've decided that as adults, being a nerd is a good thing. It's
yeah,
just when you're
so
younger,
too.
It's not a good thing.
I think so too. Ladies, do you have any other questions? Do you feel like we've had the chance to get to know Toby pretty well?
All right, I got one final one. If you could be any superhero, what would you be?
Superhero. I have to go with the Hulk. I love the Hulk. You know, he's like a nerdy scientist, and then bam, he's a monster. So,
can I get a Hulk smash?
I'm going to break the table. I can't do that.
Yeah, Black Sheep might frown upon that.
Spill the drinks.
We had a great time here at Black Sheep tonight. Unfortunately, your table is split in half. I hope that's not going to be a problem. But we are live at Black Sheep in Five Points. If you want to come out and join us, the weather, it's all right. We're making it through.
Good crowd still out here.
No lightning. We're good.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're not going to melt.
When we do return, we're going to take some questions for Toby from the crowd. What do you guys want to know about Toby Gerhart that we did not cover? Also, maybe we'll hit a few of our NFL picks and have Toby weigh in, because seriously, ladies, I've got to turn my record around. It
in
is
here.
Awful. You are listening to Helmets and Heels. This is 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Let's rave!
I gotta let that music, that bump music go a little bit. It's a little, that is correct, so no one can hear you because your microphone's not on your face there, my friend. We are Helmets and Heels live at Black Sheep Restaurant. And Scott Irvine's playing a little Katy Perry for Toby Gerhart. Do you want to show us your dance move now, Toby? Blank
well, yeah, that's one thing people don't know. I can dance, for sure.
All right. So we are going to take some questions from the audience here in just a little bit. And also, you can certainly tweet your questions to us at Football Show, at Blythe Brum, at Toby underscore Gerhart, at Jess Blaylock, or at 1010XL Lauren. Woo! I got them all right.
One more
got
time.
All done.
No, just kidding.
Yeah, one more time. So certainly, please come out and join us if you're just now getting off work. It is beautiful weather here. I mean, it really could not be more gorgeous. Just ignore the slight raindrops and and wind.
Yeah, we're
and wind chill.
We're giving props to this crowd. You know what, though? Even with a little bit of rain, Black Sheep is still such an amazing place to hang out. You get such a beautiful view of downtown. The food is incredible. Toby, you really like Black Sheep, and you say that the shrimp and grits is very good.
It's awesome, yeah. I've come here several times and have not deviated from shrimp and grits. And I've never, liked grits. And didn't eat shrimp a whole lot until I moved down here. And now
wow.
It's like my staple.
That's awesome.
Do people recognize you when you come here?
Every now and then. So okay. I always say, like, good luck Sunday or, you know, excited for the Jaguars this season. But I try to stay low-key and slide by.
No one ever says break a leg, do they?
Nah.
Okay, good.
I have some questions from the crowd. We have several questions that people want to know the answer to. Of course, from all the ladies, with your wife being in the audience. The ladies want to know, how did you and your wife meet?
How did we were actually on, for football, we had to stay on campus for Thanksgiving, and the swimmers did it. She swam. So she had to stay on campus, and one of my good friends, who is her best friend, invited me over for Thanksgiving dinner, because I was ordering Domino's pizza, and invited me over, cooked me dinner, and kind of talked, and then somehow I got her number and said, you know, let me return the favor and take you to dinner, and then...
Smooth.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Nice. All right, so yes, you play football, but you also grew up playing baseball, so who is your favorite professional baseball team?
Being from Southern California, I was a huge Los Angeles Angels fan, or back in the day, Anaheim Angels. So grew up about 20 minutes from the stadium, went to a ton of games, and was a big Angels fan.
The fishermen in the back want to know, what is the biggest fish that you've ever caught, and what kind was it?
Ooh, biggest fish I ever caught. Small. Maybe like 15-pound catfish. That's probably the biggest fish I caught. I don't know. I've gone deep sea fishing and caught some yellowtail, and I don't know how big they were, but yeah, freshwater, maybe a 15-pound catfish and an 8-9-pound muskie in Minnesota.
No wicked tuna for you then, huh?
No wicked tuna. Okay, so we got back to TV shows, Discovery Channel, wicked tuna. Those type of shows are my guys.
Love Wicked Tuna.
Yeah.
Any Real Housewives shows? Because Will Blackman admitted to me that he does indeed watch Real Housewives. I think of New Jersey, possibly of Atlanta, maybe New York. I think it was New York. Yeah, I saw
Real Housewives of Orange County is a lot better than all those.
those ladies are catty.
Yeah, so I could say I've watched that. What other garbage reality shows we watch?
Yeah, that's fine.
We watch Divas.
the WWE.
The WWE girls. Yeah. Below Deck, which is like follows a crew aboard a charter yacht.
Which is also on Bravo. I know, because I see the previews for it when I'm watching Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I'm trying to think. What other ones do you watch? That's about it.
She's like, I don't watch any garbage.
Actually, we have a fan in the crowd who, I believe based on his accent, is from England, and he wants to know about the London game. You guys are playing the Cowboys in London. How excited are you for that game to be able to play in the city of London?
Super excited. I had the opportunity to actually play there last year when we played out there. The Vikings played Pittsburgh, and that was my first time over there, and it was truly special. I was like a tourist on our off day or a couple hours off. I was running around all over downtown trying to see the sights. But just the excitement from the city and from the fans was truly special. You know, they were out there waving their towels, chanting, you know, it was pretty funny. Half of them didn't even know, like, what position you play, running back. I'm like, what's that? But they were just excited for the football game and excited to be there. And
it's almost like rugby.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time, and I'm super excited to go back this year.
Did you get to kind of go out and about in London at all? And did you visit, you know, the clock, Big Ben? Did you go see the guards at Buckingham Palace? I mean, were you able to kind of explore?
I did. I was like on a man on a mission. I had like 4 hours off, and I went. Our hotel, we stayed right by Hyde Park, so I kind of walked through Hyde Park, went to the palace, didn't get to see, like, changing of the guards or anything like that. Hopped on, was it the tube, right?
The underground,
right?
The tube. The Piccadilly line. My London friend would know that. There we go. went all over the place, saw Big Ben, went by London Eye, Tower of London, walked across the street where the Beatles walked across the street. I did it
at
all.
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road, there we go.
Did you get to see a game of cricket?
On Sky Sports, I think that's the TV sports station out there. I was laying in my hotel room, and there's some interesting stuff on TV. Cricket was one of them, and there's something like hoop ball or something where, like, they can't dribble, and they can't really take a step, and it's just, I don't know, it's really interesting.
It makes you want to say hoop ball, get it,
yeah,
get it.
I don't know what it was called. It was interesting.
All right, and last question from the crowd, obviously playing football for Stanford. Do you still follow Stanford sports pretty closely?
I do. We try to watch all the Stanford games on Saturdays if they're on. Unfortunately, DirecTV doesn't cover Pac-12 Network, but somehow I figured a way to hack into the Pac-12 Network on the computer, and we were streaming it through my Apple TV last time. But, yeah, we watch them. I make bets with some of the guys about when we played USC, which somehow we lost. You know, I had a little side wager with Marquise. But, yeah, I definitely follow Stanford football and, you know, a proud alumni.
So how does that work when you guys have to travel on Saturday? I mean, obviously, the time you travel, there's usually a lot of games on it. I mean, it probably helps out because Stanford games being on the West Coast, I'm assuming, would be a later kickoff. So have you been able to catch games even when you're on the road?
Yeah, a lot of times I'm just on my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I'll be on ESPN and watching the little pegs move around on the little game trackers, or texting, or we have Wi-Fi on the internet, so it makes it easy. But or Wi-Fi on the plane, I should say, not the internet. But I follow it. Worst case scenario, it's on my phone and getting just live updates.
All right. So and now is a time when we like to do some NFL picks. And because I am trailing the pack, actually, Donna, could you give us an update. On how we're doing?
Blythe is doing very well. And just so everybody knows, in case you haven't heard, we do not wimp out. We actually pick against the spread. So we make it a little bit more difficult. So
yes,
Blythe right
yes,
now.
Yes, we do, and my record can testify to that.
Blythe is 25-23.
Well done.
Good job,
so
Blythe.
She
is the only one with a winning record.
Right, only one with a winning record.
Barely.
I currently sit 21-26. Where Lauren, you are 19-29.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica, you're just one back, 18-30.
Yeah! If you can't be first, be last.
You got to be the worst, right?
No, nobody says that. I don't know why I even went there. But, all right, Donna, lead us in some games. I am definitely going to consult Toby to see if I've made good picks or not this
year. All right, we're going to go first with the Thursday night matchup of the Giants. They're going to be traveling to Washington. New York is getting 3.5. Blythe.
I'm going to go Washington. That offense is really starting to gel. So give me Washington.
Lauren?
Me too. The Giants are terrible, even though they beat the Texans.
All right, Toby, do I make it 3-for-3? I have Washington circled. Should I stick with it?
I'd go with Washington at home.
All right, I'm going with Washington at home.
All right, so if he gets any of these wrong,
he has seen
blame
up close and personal.
You should bet against me because I'm normally wrong. So whatever I say, choose the opposite.
All right, we're going to go to the same division now for Jags. Buffalo is traveling down to Houston, where the Bills will be getting 3. Blythe?
I still don't trust Buffalo, so give me Houston.
Lauren?
This one was really tough for me. I really want to pick Buffalo, so that's what I'm going to pick, but losing to the Chargers, I just don't. They can only score 10 points. Yeah, but give me Buffalo still.
And Toby?
Tanya doesn't even trust me anymore.
Is Arian Foster playing this week?
That was my big question. We don't know yet.
Buffalo.
All right. Exactly. I had Buffalo. So far, we're 2 for 2, at least on the same page with the picks.
Awesome. Right. I, too, went Buffalo because of that Arian Foster question. I don't... Tennessee goes to Indianapolis. Nice little matchup. You have Tennessee getting 7.5. Blythe.
I will never pick the Titans, so give me Indy.
Lauren?
The Titans are working on shoring up their run defense, so it's going to be a big day for Kobe Fleener again. Mm-hmm. Could be Indianapolis.
And I love that we always have, like, certain rules with our NFL picks. I never pick against Jacksonville, and Blythe never picks Tennessee
ever.
To win a game, ever. So I, you know what? I think Indy will win by 8 or more. So I've got the Colts circled.
All right.
And I think Toby feels good about that pick, too.
I agree. Yeah. Definitely.
I liked that explanation.
We're all in that same boat. All right, last one. We're going to go Jacksonville, heading to San Diego. The Jags are spotted 13.5. Play.
I really want to pick San Diego in this, but I can't go against it, so give me Jacksonville.
Blythe picks Jacksonville. Lauren.
Oh, come on. Bortles in his first start. Toby Gerhardt's going to run for 3 touchdowns. Give me Jacksonville.
I'm not even... I'll go to Toby. I'm not going to go to you, Jeff.
I'm just disappointed in Blythe's enthusiasm.
We're going to the West Coast. And you're playing
Jacksonville. There may have just been a new spot open on... Jacksonville, of course.
Well, then you're really not going to like me, because... I went with San Diego.
2 spots.
No way.
You got to bet with your wallet, not your heart.
You know what, though? I mean this in all seriousness, I really am excited. I know that the Jaguars have struggled on the West Coast in recent years. I mean, Toby, you would know as a player, having to travel a 4-hour plane ride and everything that it encompasses playing a game on the West Coast, it is a challenge. But I think there is excitement in that locker room right now. I do think that Blake Bortles is an incredibly talented player. And, you know, we were just talking about this earlier today. How are we going to analyze that pick 10 years from now? And I think we're going to look back and say, boy, that was an incredible pick by Dave Caldwell. None of us saw it coming, but it really turned out well. I think it's going to be a highly competitive game. And I'm no surprise here, taking the Jaguars. Every week I am taking the Jaguars. I believe.
I have a comment, but I don't want to say it in front of Toby.
Everybody's going to be
quiet.
Fired.
I'll keep it quiet.
I know. I see him sliding his chair closer down to this end of the table where Lauren and I are sitting. All right. Well, Toby, we do appreciate you coming out tonight, letting us get to know you a little bit better. We've got so much great information that we know about you. Moving on, those locker room interviews are just going to be that much more interesting. You know, when I ask you how many Monster Energy drinks you've had that day and so forth. We also want to thank Black Sheep for having us out here tonight. You know what? What an unbelievable host they've been. A great crowd. I cannot wait to order some food. I may just have to try the shrimp and grits because that sounds incredible. We also want to thank Underwood Jewelers for sponsoring our show. And our NFL picks are brought to you by...
Kitchen and Flooring Concepts.
Yes. So
thanks to them for joining us.
Thank you to everyone who came out to see the show. We will wrap things up on Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.